The Department of Public Instruction says it believes the taxpayer-funded Milwaukee Parental Choice Program is at or near its enrollment cap of roughly 15,000 students. So DPI has warned schools in the program there won't be more state tuition help for additional enrollees. DPI Deputy Superintendent Tony Evers says the schools could always add students and look for more private funds.
Oh, absolutely. Many of the schools, the number of voucher kids as a percentage of their total student body is that percentage is real small. So some of those schools, those students could become tuition students or could find scholarship money to attend. That certainly is a possibility, and my guess is that happens now.
But Susan Mitchell of the Milwaukee group School Choice Wisconsin is not looking to the private sector.
Well, you know, we just don't see any reason to take that position. This is a program that permits low-income parents to do what people with money take for granted, which is to choose the schools best for their children.
But Republican state lawmakers and Governor Jim Doyle are at odds over lifting the school choice enrollment cap. Doyle says he wants to see more state money allotted to reduce class sizes at some public schools before he'd drop his opposition to increasing the number of vouchers. If the logjam continues into next year, it could become an issue in the governor's race. Republican contenders Mark Green and Scott Walker are calling for Doyle to lift the enrollment cap, with Green comparing the issue to Rosa Parks' fight for equality. Doyle may comment further on the vouchers when he speaks to the State Public School Teachers Convention this week in Milwaukee. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.